Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And before we go today, it wouldn't be Wednesday without checking in on the world of sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. He joins us every Wednesday. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So, Bill, the big bomb that decimated the 2013 champion Red Sox happened last Thursday. So you and I haven't had a chance to really talk about this yet. And I have to admit, it's still sort of shocking to me, especially when you ask this question. When was the last time a major league team traded away a slew of players, including four pitchers, including two of their best, from a roster that won the World Series?
It's an interesting question, but first of all, the big bomb that you're talking about had a very long fuse that went on for a couple of months.
Fair enough.
If the Red Sox had been winning baseball games more often than they were losing them during that time, then all of this trading on the Thursday of the deadline wouldn't probably have happened.
Yeah.
But the answer to your question is it doesn't happen very often unless a team goes from winning the World Series to being suddenly stuck in the middle, or in the case of the Red Sox, well below the middle.
Right.
So they had to do something. These are the days when money matters, contracts matter. You can't hold on to a guy that you may not be able to re-sign. You got to get something for him in the middle of the season. And if you're playing badly, then rebuilding seems to be the way to go.
Here's the thing that may stick in the craw a little bit of Red Sox fans. Though, one of the things, it's worth noting that just about everyone who left has been winning. John Lester had a victorious first game in Oakland, as did John Lackey, pitching for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, Clay Buchholz can't seem to find the plate here in Boston.
Yeah, I suppose those inclined to take this route can feel some solace from the fact that Jake Peavy lost. But he was traded actually a little bit before the others.
Thank God, that's some consolation. Now, you and I have talked about this a little bit over the years, and I've watched you go from a once avid professional baseball fan to, well, let's just say a less than avid fan. And one of the issues that we've talked about, I think, is sort of unfolding here, and that is it's a stark reminder that there is really no such thing as a local team with local players that belong to a city and their fans. I mean, we all know this, but we are dying to sort of suspend our disbelief. And when basically 50% of the World Series roster gets traded away because of a business decision, it kind of makes you lose faith in this whole notion that we're trying to buy into here, at least for me.
Yeah, I'm still a fan of the game, very much a fan of the game. And I love to watch a shortstop make a great play and throw out somebody from deep in the hole. And I love to watch an outfielder reach over the fence and steal a home run from somebody. But you're certainly right. You don't root for teams on a continual basis the way you once could. I suppose the counter-argument to that is Babe Ruth started his career in Boston and finished his career in Boston, although people only think of him as a home run
hitter.
It's true.
We usually forget about that.
Came back at the very end and played for the Boston Braves. Yeah, the face of the franchise gets traded more often now than it used to, but I suppose it's always been tradable.
Bill, before we go today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a tip of the hat to now more than 5,000 everyday athletes who participated in the 35th annual Pan Mass Challenge this past weekend. The 192 bike ride has raised more than $400 million for cancer research and treatment since it started in 1980, making it the single largest athletic fundraising event in the country.
In the world, I think.
In the
world.
Yeah. Well, what strikes you about this tradition?
Well, first of all, the way it's grown, the popularity is astonishing. And I can personally attest to that because of the number of people who send me emails saying, I'm riding in the Pan Mass Challenge. Wouldn't you like to write a check on my behalf? There are an awful lot of them, and they raise a tremendous amount of money, and good on them for doing it. I think it's great.
Have you ever been tempted to take on that ride yourself?
Well, if they set it up so that 192 miles, you can do it over about 2 weeks, you know, with stopovers in comfortable places to sleep with nice firm beds and warm breakfasts.
All right.
Well, the last one started out in rain, you know? I know. I'm not going to do that. I mean,
All right. That's Bill Littlefield. He's host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here on WBUR on Saturdays at 7, again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna, with help from Virginia Marshall and Sarah Herman. Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.